Back now with Day to Day. President Obama has called for the closure of the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Human rights organizations condemn Guantanamo for a number of questionable practices, including solitary confinement. The UN calls the practice a form of torture.
Some prisoners here in the U.S. are held in solitary, and human rights groups have also condemned that practice. Here now are nine former prisoners describing their experiences in solitary confinement.
The hole, the bucket, the can.
The box, the hole, the bing.
The chiller.
Lockup.
Maxi.
The shoe.
Solitary confinement.
The cell was probably like maybe 7 feet, maybe 9 feet long.
Maybe 9 by 6.
It's very small.
The cell was a windowless cell.
The walls were cinder block.
The floor, it was concrete.
The bed is concrete. There's a small concrete slab that serves as your table.
You had nothing in the room but you.
It's hard to describe nothing.
Just your lonely body in a cell that's empty. That's what solitary confinement is.
Metal and cement.
That was it.
The light.
There's lights on most of the night.
Double neon light.
The light would be on sometime 24/7. It never went out.
The situation I was in, they never turned the lights on. The lights were out 24 hours a day. There was a big door that closed, and you didn't hear anything outside of the door.
It can get eerily quiet in these places.
Real quiet.
Most of what you're going to hear is your own breathing. You might hear your heart rate pumping up. And so when there is a noise, it's just nerve-wracking.
Coming onto the tier, it's a heavy steel door, and it opens electrically, which means you hear...
I really wanted to talk to somebody. You know, just somebody to be there.
You can go days without talking to people. Sometimes weeks, sometimes months.
You can't touch anyone.
No human touch.
Except for aggressive touching by guards when they would come in to chain me up to take me out.
Even if you have family, there's no contact visits at all.
There's a glass in front of you with the person visiting you on the other side.
My daughters were trying to kiss the glass and kiss me through the glass.
It was painful. It's very painful.
I've spent 7.5 years in the control unit.
Maybe about 12 years in lockdown.
I was there for 29 years, you know.
Many, many years in solitary confinement.
29 years. Solitary confinement is just as real could be. It could warp the mind.
It damaged you psychologically, you know, because human beings need to interact with each other.
It's not normal to be in the dark for days and days and days on end.
I could hardly sleep. Like, I had insomnia.
Waking up at night in the sweats, panic attacks.
It would trigger something in my nerves where I would break out in hives from head to toe.
I lost track of time.
There's no concept of time. You know no time in lockdown. There's sleep and awakeness. That's it. And the madness in between all.
I would try to hear things, try to hear human voices. And sometimes I would imagine that I was hearing noises.
You start hearing things that's not even being said.
And say, yeah. You know, yeah, what? And nobody's answering.
The anger, the rage, bitterness, the anxiety, the nightmares. And as years passed, it just seemed like the walls in the cell began to close in. You could feel your mind like trying to escape from you.
And what happens is chaos.
Insanity.
Insanity. Insanity.
they'll say the end of the barrel. That's what the prison officials call it.
Call it maximum security, administrative segregation.
Control units.
Stigma units.
Isolation.
Special housing.
La solapa.
You know, on and on and on and on and on.
So many of them.
I will say torture chambers. No other way to describe them.
Of course it's torture. It's torture in every form of fashion.
Our piece was produced by Claire Schoen for the NPR series Hearing Voices.
The men and women who shared their stories were Robert DeLalo, Munira El-Bomani, Tommy Escarcega, Ray Luke Levasseur.
Also, King Archangel, Hakim Shahid, Bilal Sunni Ali, Laura Whitehorn, and Robert King Wilkerson.
To see photographs of the people in this story, go to npr.org.
Day to Day is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Martha Little. The director is Ki Min Sung. The Day to Day production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Nihar Patel, Nancy Fargali, Kenya Young, Christopher Johnson, Sky Road, Andy Houlihan, and Angel Barbizon.
Our editors are Jacob Conrad, Jason DeRose, and Jolie Myers. Our technical director is Sean Corey Campbell with engineer Marcia Caldwell. The Day to Day theme was composed by Greg Smith.
The executive producer is Deborah Clark. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen.